Hi, my name is Ian Philpott, and welcome to this edition of Raw Tech. I've come out to a little place kind of nestled in the hills of Alabama between Rocket City and Birmingham. There's a group of gentlemen out here that are innovating and hacking on different web technologies. So here today, we're here today to talk about Project NAMI. And basically, Project NAMI is the ability to take a WordPress site, and instead of running it on MySQL, it allows you to run it in SQL Azure. So if you're using something like a BizSpark, a trial Azure subscription, a DreamSpark subscription, something of that nature, then this gives you the ability to not have to worry about setting up OpenDB, running MySQL, all that kind of stuff. You can just set up a new WordPress site and point it at SQL Azure. All right, I'm here with Patrick Bates and Spencer Cameron Morin. Both these guys are the developers of Project NAMI, and I've had the pleasure of coming out and working with them on some of the different projects they've had in the past. And when I worked with Patrick, I really got the impression that he has a very keen ability for identifying, you know, some top talent and really cultivating that talent out here. So Patrick, tell me a little bit about your journey. What's led you here?
Well, I've kind of been a Microsoft developer for quite some time now. I've got a little over 20 years in the platform. And I've jumped around between a couple of different startups around here, mostly led the development teams, and exactly as you said, you know, helped to develop the talent that they have in there internally. My focus has really been on Microsoft SQL and, you know, web apps and that run on top of that.
Okay. So web apps, SQL, awesome. So lots of experience here. And Spencer, you are a developer at WordPress, so you work for WordPress.
So it's Automattic, yep.
Yeah, for Automattic, excuse me. And, you know, working with you, you're really into kind of the edge of what's going on in web technology. Right. Tell me a little bit about your journey. What led you here?
Yeah, so I work for Automattic. I work specifically on the VIP team. And we basically help support some of the top sites in the world. So we do things like for Time.com is hosted with VIP, USA Today, CBS. So it's sort of able to be kind of at this edge of what is the newest and what is the latest, and, you know, pushing WordPress to its limits. And it's a really nice place to be. It's a lot of exposure to really cool things. You sort of see ideas that come out, and then WordPress core can be bent around those ideas, right?
Yeah.
And then the platform actually changes around it. So it's really cool to be involved so deeply in that.
Okay, so not only are you driving innovation in, you know, how to work with WordPress outside of the MySQL space, but you're also driving innovation in WordPress.com.
Right.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. So as we were kind of talking, and they started sharing some of this stuff with me previously, and I was just blown away. And traveling around and working with different groups of people and talking with other engineers and things at Microsoft, even internally, there is a need for .NET developers and developers in general not to be bound from WordPress to MySQL. So what led you guys here to make Project NAMI?
Well, about 3 years back, we actually worked at the same company for our day jobs here locally. And we even were at one point customers of various WordPress hosting sites. So our public-facing sites were primarily on WordPress, but a lot of our back-end systems were already running on Azure. And we had a need to try to consolidate that, to look at bringing that all under the Azure umbrella. We spent about a year trying various different methods of doing that. MySQL hosted our own VMs. We tried some MySQL services that are available on Azure. We also tried, this was even before websites and web apps existed. So
right.
we were trying to do all this with web roles and all the scaffolding there and everything.
So you remember the Silverlight portal.
And a little bit before that.
Yeah.
Again, yes. Right. We remember when PHP as a runtime had to be forced into a web browser.
These were the rough days.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
Yes, absolutely. So we were actually, we kind of had a very good timing in attempting this because, so we had eliminated all these things. We really wanted, though, to be in a PaaS environment. And while we were starting down this trial and error road was also the time at which web apps, then called websites, were first being put out into public beta. And so that kind of got us going because now there's a PHP runtime available that we don't have to scaffold up ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so then we started looking at, okay, well, what can we do then with SQL Azure? Because we really wanted, again, that PaaS environment. We wanted to be able to know that we didn't have to worry about the SQL servers. We wanted to just know that the data was there and everything. We tried some existing technologies, including the DB abstraction plugin that's been available for many years. Simple fact was that it was a little slow, plus it hadn't been updated in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally one day just realized, well, maybe the solution is fork this and rewrite the database calls to SQL.
Yep, I remember being in my office testing that plugin, and I remember going to Patrick and saying, this just is not going to work, right? We're not going to put production sites on this. I can barely get it to install and work properly, right? Like, we're not going to mess with this. And then the conversation started. Why don't we fork it, right? And so you ask what sort of caused this, and it's two things. It's necessity, but it's also the things that were developing around us all of a sudden became so enticing to build this for this platform, right? We had web apps,
mm-hmm.
SQL Server 2012, all of a sudden we had offset fetch, right? So from a more technical perspective, we all of a sudden had a replace for the MySQL limit, something more than just top, right? Which doesn't cover offsets. And it was kind of this culmination of all this happening right in that moment that made us think, okay, this is not only feasible, but like, let's start this
sense.
Right now. Yeah,
yeah,
we can try this.
Okay. So, you started out, you saw a need, you're looking at, and this is early days of Azure,
mm-hmm.
and ran through some VMs. That's not really what you wanted. You wanted the PaaS solution, and that kind of led you down. So you forked some code, and you built this. That is the story that you want to, the kind of startup story that we want to hear. Now you're in the marketplace.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's been a journey over a few years, and you're staying pretty current with, and we'll get into, your update schedules and things of that nature. But now, just recently, in the last couple of days, even, right? You've been released to the gallery. What does that mean?
Basically, it just means some more exposure, another install option built directly into Azure.
Okay.
You can now go in and search the marketplace for Project Nami and deploy it directly from within Azure itself.
So I'm in the portal. I can go and say, okay,
right.
Give me Project Nami and walk through just the native install, and I now have a website running.
Yes. And it's also this really cool kind of badge of honor, right?
Oh, yeah.
You made it
into
the portal. And it's cool. Does it change what we're doing? No. But it's cool. It's neat that that's happened finally.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
So that's, definitely like validated your work. This is, we wanted this to show off your work. That's awesome. All right. So now I've been out talking with students and startups and things like that in different markets. And one of the big questions that I'm getting a lot is, okay, I have a WordPress site. It's running in MySQL in Azure. And I would much prefer just kind of your guys' path of strictly PaaS, staying in the Azure world, running in SQL Azure. You're telling me about this Project Nami, but can I migrate it?
Right. So there are a few options for that. Spinning up a new Project Nami site is super easy, right? So we've got the deploy to Azure button. It just takes a few minutes. And you've got a site, right?
Yeah.
And the migration steps, actually, because we've tried to stay so close to WordPress core, and we basically are WordPress core still, you can use WordPress core's importer plugin. So the migration path from from a WordPress site to a Project Nami site is the exact same migration path you would take from a WordPress site to another WordPress site.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so it's this really, really clean process. There's a ton of documentation on it, which we haven't necessarily repeated.
Yeah.
And it's just this really easy, really lightweight process that basically uses what WordPress has been doing for the past decade.
Okay, so we were kind of, as some of the evangelists and engineers were kind of kicking around, okay, well, are we having to like run MySQL scripts to export data? What you're saying is no, just do it the way you'd normally do it.
Right, do it the way you'd normally do it. You get a lot of benefits, too, to using the WordPress core importer and exporter process, right? Because if you do a typical SQL dump, not only are you going to have a heck of a time going from MySQL to MSSQL, but even if you were going from MySQL to MySQL, where are your attachments, right?
Right.
So this whole process just takes care of it.
That's
And again, this is nothing that we did necessarily.
Yeah.
We just didn't break it.
Right, you built it in such a fashion that you just use WordPress like it's WordPress.
Exactly.
And
exactly. Yeah, we don't want there to be very many visual changes other than what's absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal was simply to get core talking natively to SQL Server.
Yeah, right. And it sounds like you guys did a great job of that. So let's take a second here, and I'm going to have Patrick, I want to see you walk me through setting up a brand new site. Oh. And then we'll jump to Spencer. You can show me this migration path because, you know, I want to see this to believe it.
Sure.
All right. All right. So we're here. We're going to do a couple of demos. The first demo here is going to be on just getting Project Nami set up. So Patrick, I'll go ahead and let you drive.
Okay. So we're going to start from our homepage, projectnami.org, and we're going to click our download button. And we'll use our deploy to Azure method.
Now, the deploy to Azure, this is a button that will actually take us over to our Azure account, right?
Yes, correct. So it'll connect to our Azure account. If you've not logged in, it'll ask for your credentials. And then it will give you a one-page setup screen to configure your servers and everything to deploy.
Okay, so this is instead of using the marketplace experience, you can just click this button and go ahead. Yeah, let's see what this looks like. Okay. All right, so now we're on the page that we... What is this page?
So this is the single page setup screen using Deploy to Azure, and everything that you need to configure for a Project Nami deployment is here. It references the repository that we're going to pull from over on GitHub. You can pick your subscription, set your resource group names, set your site name, location you want to deploy to. We'll pick something a little more local. The SKU level that you want for your websites, free, shared, basic, and standard. We'll do a free for now. The name of your SQL Server, login name for the database, and SQL admin password, and very important for people who are operating in other languages, setting the SQL collation of the database.
Now, let's start at the top there. What is that directory?
That is the Azure AD that is set up for your subscription.
Okay, and then the resource group, of course, is kind of the new resource group, the AMS, Azure Resource Manager, ARM, ARM deployment model.
You can create new or you can select an existing. In this case, this is an empty account.
Okay, and then when you say you put in your SQL server name there, is that a new SQL server, so it's going to create one for me if I don't have one?
Yes, actually it will always create a SQL server.
Ah,
yes.
Okay. And then we put in the path. Okay, let's do it.
All right. Well, so we'll go ahead and take the defaults here because we're going to use a free site. Which is all we need now in this case if we're good with the server names and the resource group names is just set our password. And we'll take our basic collation since we're going to operate with an English site.
Okay.
And next. And it confirms that we're going to create SQL Azure and a website and deploy. And it's actually going to walk us through now the different steps as it does them.
Okay, so it's going to set up a SQL server. It's then, or an Azure SQL server. It's going to then set up a database on that.
At a basic tier.
At a basic tier. And then, and would that be the 2012 version, the B12 version?
I believe it's still V11 by default.
Okay. And then it sets up a website.
Mm-hmm.
And now, are the two married together at that point, or do we need to still walk through the WordPress?
Our deploy to Azure script, you'll still walk through the WordPress setup, but our deploy to Azure script pre-fills the majority of your entries in WordPress setup that you need to fill in.
Okay, so then at that point, it's a matter of just setting up like the WordPress username, password deal.
Yes.
The blog name.
Exactly. You're just setting up the WordPress items at that point.
So I don't need to know. I don't need to remember what the connection string is to our SQL.
Correct.
Azure.
Correct. Okay. That'll all be set for you as part of the deploy to Azure script.
Okay. Cool. So it's created the server. It's created the firewall rules for me. It's created the database, and now it's setting up the hosting plan. And from there, I imagine it will set up the website.
Yes, and it will also go ahead and connect to GitHub, pull down the latest deployment, and have it ready for us.
The latest deployment of Project
Nami. Yes.
Awesome. All right.
So, yeah.
And then we'll just let that air and speed through it.
Now that the deploy is completed, it actually presents us the link to go straight to our site to complete the WordPress side of the setup. That's just to confirm our language. Now we're into the regular WordPress setup, telling us we need to configure our database. But as you see, all of our fields are pre-filled for us.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we just submit here, and we proceed on to actually set the database up. Now we're ready to actually set the site. We'll go ahead and change the password just for this.
Okay, so basically that's the WordPress details about the WordPress blog. And then clicking install WordPress, it's going to go ahead and configure all of that. And
we're ready to go.
We can log in.
Ready to log in. There we are, dashboard ready to go.
Excellent. Dashboard ready to go, start posting. So that is a WordPress site running in Azure as a website, running on SQL Azure.
Yes.
Done. So the next demo that we're going to do is on how to migrate an existing WordPress running in MySQL over to a new WordPress instance running Project Nami. So I'm here with Spencer. Spencer's going to show us how to do that. I didn't believe him that it was this easy, but he tells me it's like 2 seconds. So let's go ahead and show a basic migration.
Sure. So I'm going to start here actually with our ProjectNami.org site. And we're going to do a quick export. And so the process here for moving one WordPress site to a Project Nami site, it's actually the same as doing any WordPress site. So there's not going to be any different steps here. This all just uses the core importer and stuff that's already available in .org.
Okay.
So what you would do, so I'm here in projectnami.org, and I would just export all of my content, and I would download this export file, which generally takes 15 to 20 seconds for 50 to 100 posts.
So this is your existing Project Nami's website.
Right.
This is the data we want to export to migrate over.
Right, right, exactly.
Okay, so you just came to tools and then went to export.
Right, exactly. Yep. So okay. So I'll click download and it'll just compile that data for me and it's going to send that over to me and give me an option to save it. But I've actually already downloaded it, so I'll skip that process. But you can see here it just takes usually 15 to 20 seconds.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, and there it is. And then I'll just download this and then, yeah, so the next step is also fairly easy and I'll actually start from the very beginning. We want to go to, in our new site, we want to go to import. This is the site that Patrick just created with Deploy to Azure. And we'll click WordPress. And for a site that hasn't done a previous import, you'll actually need to install the WordPress importer plugin. Exports are built into WordPress core, imports are not.
Okay, gotcha. And the export contains posts, comments, all that kind of stuff that
right,
you want.
Right, and media as well, links to media.
It does actually include the links to media.
Right, so you won't actually get like an export of
the
PNGs,
media.
Right, but you'll get media. So as long as that media is on a live server somewhere that's accessible via the internet,
okay.
It's going to pull all that stuff down for you.
Okay, and that's kind of my workflow when I'm posting.
Right.
I typically put it in Blob Storage or something like that in Azure and then just link directly to
right.
it.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect.
So once we've got the plugin installed, we'll just activate it. And it'll take us here to the import screen. And I'll pick my export I previously downloaded from Project Navi. And we'll upload and import. So one thing that you'll need to, and again, this is all core to WordPress. This is nothing Project Navi specific, but you can assign different users. So if you want all the users that were in the WXR to now go to some same general user or something, you can take care of all that here. You'll also want to check the download and import file attachments if you have attachments. I guess there could be a reason why you wouldn't want them, but
yeah.
If you're migrating your blog, you're going to obviously want all of your data, so make sure that you check that. And then submit, and it will run the import for us.
Okay, so that, I mean, really is that simple.
That's it,
export
yeah.
from the source and then import into the new WordPress.
Exactly.
And you're using the standard WordPress experience. So Project Navi really is just kind of that layer between WordPress and the data.
Yeah, so our goal from the very start was to make this WordPress on MySQL, not a hacked up WordPress that mostly works. It was just to be, this is WordPress and you don't notice the difference, right?
Yeah.
Except you get access to the Azure tool set and everything that you have, like Blob Storage and MySQL and the redundancy of all the databases, all that stuff you get now, sort of just for free. You just get to live in WordPress.
That's awesome.
Which is cool.
One word of advice when performing these imports.
Done.
We do recommend the use of the Azure Blob Storage plugin from Microsoft Open.
Okay.
That redirects all of your media into a Blob Storage account.
Okay.
If you have that installed and configured ahead of performing your import, when the media is downloaded, it will automatically funnel it into your new Blob Storage account for you.
Nice.
Yep, so basically you get a CDN for free.
That's a great little tip right there. I like that.
And there you go. So there's all the posts. And that's how easy it is. So if we were migrating the ProjectNavi.org site, we've just done it.
Perfect. So have your theme set up, have your plugin set up,
yep.
Import it in, and you're done.
And you're done.
That's it. Awesome. All right, so that's really awesome. I mean, you've proven it to me that we have a very simple setup and a very simple migration strategy. And there's actually two things. Now, let's talk first about a larger site migration. If I have thousands of posts and I want to export that, is this still the right way to do that migration?
Yeah, so not really. The web importer is obviously prone to the limitations of any web request, right? So we've got, you're going to have timeouts and other issues that you have to deal with,
mm-hmm.
Which aren't easy to work around.
Right.
However, this is present with any WordPress install. So this is nothing to do with Azure necessarily, and it's nothing to do with Project Navi.
Yeah.
There have been tools that have existed for quite a few years now, which tackle this. Mm-hmm. WP CLI is the best example.
Okay.
You can find it on GitHub. It's very, very active contribution-wise. And
what is WP CLI?
WP CLI is basically a command line interface that you can use to interact with your WordPress site. And it does all sorts of things. You can activate plugins. You can bring up an interactive shell and actually run PHP executable code from a command line from a pseudo command line interface that actually is hooked to your site. You're not dealing with timeouts and things like that.
Yeah.
It's great for debugging. There are also things like imports and exports. All that stuff can be done from WordPress CLI. Yeah, and so one thing that we've made a stride towards recently is providing better support for WP CLI. WP CLI does run on Windows, but
mm-hmm.
you don't get sort of the full feature set, right? So for
right.
instance, WP Shell is not there.
Yeah,
WP
sure.
Shell is built on Unix constructs, right? So there's functionality there that you just simply can't get
yeah.
on Windows with the way that it's been architected.
Gotcha.
So that's one thing recently that we've worked really hard on, and I've actually got a setup script and some other things I'd like to publish very soon, which will get you running Project Nami on Linux, which is kind of
porting it back.
Right. So it almost sounds like a joke at first, right? Like we ported it away from open source technologies
yeah.
Into MS SQL, and now we're taking it back to Linux to run on MS SQL still. And my biggest drive for doing that...
Wait. WordPress running on Linux, talking to SQL.
Right.
And you... Okay. That just kind of blows my mind, but
yeah.
I'm going to have to get you to show me this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like you might be ready for it, or you might not. It's something that's coming
very soon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's amazing. Okay.
Now, of course, in the short term, there are some other options to doing your imports of larger sites. For example, there's some utilities that can split the export file. They're kind of hit or miss, unfortunately, though. Some other things you can do, though, is you can actually during the export individual months at a time. And then you can bring those files in individually
okay.
and try to get around some of these issues.
Right.
And so, sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, the tricky part there is if you have this big enterprise site, right, like we've run into in the past, it's still going to break.
Yes.
So the migration path for larger enterprise sites, we're trying to get parity between what everyone's currently doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So on WordPress.com, that automatic, we'll use WP CLI, right? We're not going to try to use... the web importer for that,
yeah.
right? We just go for the right tool, and that's something I'm trying to bring now to Project Nami for folks to use.
Oh, all right. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to get you to show me that. Might not be now, but, you know, we might circle back around to
sure.
see when you get that working, or ready to release it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And WP CLI is already working on Linux. We already
right.
have working... but I mean, we actually already have. So I already have the setup script that runs all that stuff. There's a few nails I think in the coffin left to put in, but
sure.
But it's very close to release.
Oh, awesome! So this kind of gets me thinking as we're kind of exploring just the general WordPress world. I use WordPress. I know a lot of folks at Microsoft and across the world really use WordPress. And one of the things we've all grown accustomed to is logging into the portal or into our dashboard and it popping up and telling me there's an update.
Yeah.
Is this still the same thing? I click update and...
So we've actually intentionally broken that update process.
Okay, so that's not the process.
Right, no, so we've disabled it. And there is actually some work that's again, maybe at 75% right now. To restore that
mm-hmm.
functionality, but essentially what the core importer does now is that's trying to pull updates from WordPress.org,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to blow away your Project Nami and
right.
stuff, right? So
right.
so some time ago that was disabled, but we are working towards restoring that functionality.
Okay,
it's still debatable whether or not you would want to use it since it's so easy to just do something like from Git,
yeah,
installing from Git or something like that, which also makes updates more easy to roll back. So you may or may not want to use it, but it's sort of our push to try to make WordPress and Project Nami just as close as
right.
possible.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I would be okay with that. I think actually,
yeah.
if I can manage it outside of the dashboard, that sounds intriguing. Patrick, can you Let's jump back over to the screen, and I'll have you walk me through doing an update using the Azure portal.
All right.
All right, so through this discussion, we found that Patrick kind of brought up the point that, hey, you know, normally when you go into WordPress and there's an update, you click in your admin portal, click Update WordPress, and it downloads the latest version and installs WordPress behind the scenes for you. But with Project Nami, there's a little bit of a different workflow to update your WordPress site. So I'll go ahead and turn it over to Patrick, and he's going to walk us through that process real quick.
Right. And this is all set up for you automatically if you have used our Deploy to Azure method.
Okay.
You can set it up manually also. But so here we are in the Azure portal. We're going to go into our web apps. And so there is our demo site. And we're going to go in here to continuous deployment under publishing. When the pull is initially made from our GitHub repo, it leaves behind a passive connection here. So if at any time you need to update to the next version, you can simply go into your deployments tab, click sync, and Azure will actually reach out for you and pull down the newest build directly into your file structure.
Okay, so it uses the web apps continuous deployment, and you're just kind of manually kicking off that process.
Exactly.
Now, can you do it in an automated fashion?
Yeah, absolutely. So one workflow that can be really cool is you can actually have this stuff deployed automatically. So every time we push an update, it's going to pull it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. It's something that probably a lot of people might be uncomfortable with. An alternative solution that's also awesome is you can create your own GitHub repository for your own internal workflow, and you can put Project Nami in that. So the same, so you can basically
like do a fork,
yeah, or something like that we've got. And then changes that you're actually making. So say you've got your own custom themes in there and you've got your own plugins and you're developing against this, right? But you're not changing core, obviously.
Yeah.
When you're making these commits, that's actually syncing live with your website. and you can also obviously do it manually too, but there's a really cool way to, instead of just pulling down Nami, if you've got a lot of custom development, you know, you're doing a lot of enterprise work or something,
yeah,
managing a lot of sites, it's just a fantastic way to just be, you're just working from your local environment or whatever, and you're committing and it's just going right live to your site. Reverts are also super easy. You can either revert in Git, or if you're pinched on time, you can actually go in and choose in the Azure portal. You can actually choose a previous deployment that you knew was stable.
Right.
So
yeah.
And it's just a one-click thing, and it's really awesome.
And roll back. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's leave that there, and then we'll continue on. All right. So that's awesome. We're using continuous deployment within the Azure portal. This is just what's built into web apps to make that work. So I'm curious, who is using this, and what sort of feedback are you guys getting from Project Nami?
Well, there's actually a lot of people who are using it both on Azure as well as in-house. So it's sort of an early example at the lower end of who's using it. SQL Server user groups.
Okay.
I actually met some people at TechEd 2013 when we were first introducing this, who said that they had been waiting for an opportunity to use WordPress, but it felt so wrong to be a SQL Server user group
running
this on
MySQL.
Exactly. So we've had a lot of groups, especially in the past year or so, around the world actually, who are jumping on this and promoting it to their users.
That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So of course you got smaller people, you know, blogs, nonprofits, that sort of thing, who are using it. Then you've also got businesses and government all the way up through enterprise that are using it.
Okay.
We've got everything worldwide. We know of, for example, there's a U.S. federal agency that's using it for a couple of sites. The provincial government of one of the provinces in Canada is using it for a site. We've got, as of fairly recently, some Fortune 100 companies who are using it.
Okay.
So, just anyone that you can imagine that has a need either to use this on Azure, as we've seen some people do it for front-end facing sites, or if you've got a company that either has a policy against the use of MySQL or simply has a massive amount of DBAs who are really skilled in SQL Server and they don't want to support MySQL, but the developers or, you know, marketing or whoever wants to use WordPress for something, this is becoming a solution for all of them.
Huh. Okay, so it sounds like a wide range from smaller blogs, user group communities, all the way up to governments as well as Fortune 100s. Now, I've worked quite a bit with Fortune 100s in the past, and they're all the time, hey, we wanted to do this. And it's just kind of like out of left field, and you're like, really? You know, what? Who would even think of that?
Right.
Okay. WordPress doesn't necessarily do that, or whatever. Are you guys kind of working with people like that to accommodate some of those feature requests?
Yeah, so we definitely entertain all feature requests.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing is that the whole project's open source, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make a pull request to get something, go ahead. We try to keep, I think our workflow sort of is we try to keep things upstream first.
Yep.
So if there's something that makes sense to change in core, let's change it in WordPress core. Let's get a ticket there.
Right.
And then let's pull that into Navi, right? One thing we're trying very hard not to do is this.
Yes.
So we're trying to keep this. So we won't necessarily go in and just change something in core for the heck of it, right? We've never done that. And we don't plan on ever doing that, because then we're going to start losing that parity. And that's what makes Project Navi so great, right? It's because it's WordPress. So we try to stay away from that. There've been some of our plugins that we use. So like, for instance, our caching plugin, which integrates with Azure's Blob Cache. It's pretty cool. But we've had feature requests for that. Hey, I need this to do this or that. Or I've got this shopping cart and it's caching the shopping cart. Can I have exclusions built for this? Right.
And then so some
of the folks on the project who've been helping with Project Navi, actually my brother, for example, he just wrote that, right?
Okay.
So we definitely listen to all these things, and really we add things wherever we can.
And of course, you have to remember, this is WordPress. Write a plugin.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so extensible.
Virtually all the plugins out there that work with WordPress will work with Project Navi as well. So, you know, maybe the plugin's already written. Maybe they've had something they've been prototyping on a standard WordPress install.
Gotcha.
And, you know, you just bring the plugin over, bring the theme over.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, pretty standard. Now, a couple of things I heard you say there is we're trying not to touch core. So that makes me starts making me think, okay, support. If I do decide to come and start running Project Navi, what sort of support? Am I calling WordPress? Am I calling you guys? I mean, what's that story there?
Well, right now we have a support forum, plus we also handle tickets on our GitHub repository.
Okay.
And that's the primary method of receiving support.
Okay.
And we actually have in both locations, some of the community is even beginning to provide peer support as well.
Sure, sure.
So, but no, you won't be talking with WordPress. As soon as they realize you're running on Microsoft SQL, they're going to shove you off. You know, they're simply outside of, you know, their knowledge base.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't.
No,
you know,
that makes
they
sense.
Don't understand. Yeah, exactly. They don't understand how everything's been massaged to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so I think where the support diverges is there are a lot of things since this is so. Since this is so close to what WordPress is, you'll see a lot of, if it's a bug in WordPress, it's usually a bug for us too, right? Because
right.
that's so close. The only things that are different are like database calls and very, very minimal amount of work to sort of stretch this and make it work.
Yeah.
But really, I would say that support could be gotten in either place, right? I mean,
yeah.
Obviously, it would be difficult for the WordPress community to try to debug something that runs in MS SQL. And to know for sure whether or not, you know, it's going to be reproducible. But a lot of the time, it is.
Yeah.
So general WordPress knowledge is completely applicable to Project Navi, which is really cool.
Yeah. Okay.
And by that same token, that's exactly why we work to stay in sync with WordPress. Because
right.
since we are, you know, essentially WordPress Core was simply the database changes, then everything that needs to be updated in WordPress Core needs to be applied to Project Navi as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we work very hard when releases come out to make sure that we integrate those as quickly as possible.
Okay, so yeah, that's a good topic to talk a little bit about, the update schedule. So how do you guys stay in sync with what WordPress is? So WordPress releases a security patch, which, you know, anybody working in the PHP world understands that this is a pretty frequent type of thing. How are you guys, what's the story around that?
Sure. So one of the things that we've been doing when we first started, we would stay very in sync with Trunk, right? So WordPress Trunk. So
okay.
new development working towards a release, we would stay in sync with a lot of that, and we would have versions then off to the side, obviously. One thing that we started to do, and we've been doing for maybe the past year and a half, 2 years, is is Patrick's been doing the merges, right? So release comes out, and he's super good about going in and doing this merge, right? And then that's available. One of the things that we're going to try now going forward is actually going back to that previous process where we're staying in sync with trunk, and that's something that I want to work really hard on starting immediately.
Yeah.
Because when you're a developer, especially if you have an enterprise site or something, you have a super big need to be able to know what's coming down the line, right?
Right.
So when you've got code that you're developing for your enterprise site, you've got your theme, you've got your plugin suites, whatever you're working on, your development environment should be against trunk.
Yeah.
Right? That should be that's if you're a WordPress developer, you should have that against trunk, and it should be the same for Project Nami, and that's not currently available, but it will be as of right now.
Okay.
So that's something that we've been working towards and are now going to do again is have that parity. So here's the version that's released. But conversely, here's also trunk that you should have all of your development environments against.
Okay.
That way, something breaks in trunk and you go, oh, oh, I better pay attention to this, or I need to fix my theme for this, that, or the other, because it's
right.
coming down in the next release, rather than deploy the release and then, uh-oh, you know, I need to scramble to try to fix these incompatibilities.
Right.
Okay. Which happened.
Yeah. So you guys pretty diligent about staying up to date. So that's... for me, I don't think that doesn't sound like a huge concern
right.
to me at all. And that'll kind of take us back to, all right, let's go in, do the continuous deployment in the portal, and that kind of wraps that up. Okay, I think, I mean, this is a great story. Overall, being able to run WordPress in SQL Server is very attractive, I know, to me and a lot of my colleagues. What's next? What can I expect coming from you guys next? I mean, you've got, not only do you have Project Nami, but you have this blob cache thing that you've mentioned that allows us to cache, you know, pages out to blob storage, and it speeds everything up. It lowers the database calls and things of that nature. What else? What else can we expect kind of going forward?
Yeah, so we've got the WP CLI integration, which is coming soon. The ability to be able to run Linux sandboxes for those who maybe came from MySQL and wanted to run on Azure because of the PaaS offerings. And so this will give you the ability to do something similar to what we do with our enterprise sites on WordPress.com or in lots of other places, right? To have a sandbox is a pretty standard thing, right? That you
yeah.
can you can basically mirror your existing live site. It's got live data, and you can use it to write WP CLI scripts and fix things and import things and export things. And really, it kind of shores up that last little bit
yeah.
that large enterprise sites would need to manage their sites well and maybe manage them how they were managing them previously in a MySQL environment.
Okay.
So that's one of the big things that we're working on. So the Linux build will give us two things. It will give us full support for all of WP CLI's functionality, and it will also give us the ability to have Linux sandboxes, which are super cheap to spin up on Azure, right?
You're yeah.
like $15 a month.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and you can blow them away and put them back on and do whatever you want. You can sync that with whatever source control you currently have to
mm-hmm.
just pull that down, and it just works.
Yeah.
So,
and then of course we're also continuing to look at how we can start to leverage features that have previously not been available, because there's not been a tremendous focus on Windows as a platform in general, but of course specifically for Microsoft SQL. To that end, we're about to end our closed beta right now of a new search plugin. The
oh,
Project
wow.
Nami specific
yeah.
that actually makes use of the full text search capabilities of SQL Server
really?
And of the new Azure SQL V12.
Ah, okay, so you, private beta going to V12 and utilizing full set full text
yes.
Searching. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to continue to look for other things along those lines, because for anyone who's operating a larger site right now, they'll notice that some of the search functionality is a little slower than it is on a MySQL, and that's simply because of differences in the database engines. Full text search completely eliminates those differences.
Ah, okay, so we'll get search up onto parity with MySQL. I mean, that's amazing. So development environments, sandboxes in the Linux world, not only in the Windows world, and kind of more... tighter integration with the SQL Server as well as IIS.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's amazing. Well, Patrick, Spencer, thanks for taking the time to let me come out and talk to you guys about this. Like I said, there's been a lot of interest, so I really wanted to get to the bottom of it, and I think you guys did a really good job in making a great product.
Awesome, thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you. All right, so that's it.